A developer wants to build on an old sand mining site on the shore of Lake Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Castle Dunes LLC is proposing to develop more than 200 acres of land in Norton Shores near Muskegon. A public hearing is being held today to begin the zoning process. The company wants to build single-family properties and a private gated community around a man-made lake. That lake was created by mining the sand from the dunes, and it turned out to be a major problem for a previous developer when the water levels in the lake rose. David Stebbins is the project manager for Castle Dunes. He says that project got stalled, partly because of public opposition.
It was the idea of trying to draw that lake level back down and control it with a vent pipe out to Lake Michigan, and that wasn't a real popular idea with the local community and the environmentalists. So what we've done is redesign the project to work with the higher lake levels.
But there's another element of the project that might upset some environmentalists. Stebbins says about 3% of the project would be built on a critical dune area. Those are areas the state considers to be the most unique and fragile dunes. Castle Dunes will need a state permit before building on them. The law protecting critical dunes was amended last summer. Nicholas Acapinti is the policy director at the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. He says the changes made it easier to build roads and driveways in critical dune areas.
What that does is it opens up areas that previously weren't developable to development. So maybe there was, for example, on top of a dune, a flat, nice flat area that was not accessible because you were not allowed to build a driveway or road access up to that, but now is because that law has been changed.
He says it can be possible to build in a sustainable way, but he's concerned that more development of these areas will lead to a loss of critical dune habitat. This is the Environment Report. There are more than 11,000 inland lakes in Michigan, and a lot of us love to take boats out on them. But invasive species also like to catch a ride on boats, and that's a major way that they move from one lake to another. This summer, you might see people wearing blue t-shirts when you go to a boat launch. They're with the program Clean Boats, Clean Waters, and they want to show you a few things about where invasives like to hide out. Jo Lattimore is a technical consultant for the program, and she joins me now. Where on the boats do you check for invasive species?
A lot of the invasive species that are transported on boating equipment get attached during launching and bringing the boat out of the water. So we look at the trailer first, actually, and we look at the axles around the lights on the trailer, the wheels, the around the license plate, actually, is a good place for invasive species to attach. And then on the boats themselves, of course, the motor, the propeller on the motor, and on fishing equipment or bait buckets where you might actually be transferring water. If you're keeping your catch alive in a live well or something where there's water, it may be more than just the fish that are in that water.
When people are taking their boats out of the water for the day, what do you recommend that they do?
It's important to definitely remove any obvious material, plant material that may be hanging on your trailer, on your boat itself. Be sure to just physically remove that, put it in the trash, and then also going over and actually wiping down your equipment is a good idea. You can also, if you don't have a high pressure or warm water that you can use, you can also use a dilute bleach solution, about 10% bleach sprayed onto a boat, and this works great for small boats like kayaks and canoes as well as for bigger boats.
Jo Lattimore is a technical consultant for the program Clean Boats, Clean Waters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.